Howdy, this is Jeffrey Snover. I'm technical fellow at Microsoft, and today I'm joined by Alan Renouf. Alan's with VMware. Now, you may not know this, but VMware is one of the largest and one of the most active PowerShell communities. Yep, that's right. In fact, they were one of the earliest adopters. Alan, talk a little bit about that and why our recent port to Linux is useful to your customers.
Yeah, thanks, Jeffrey. Good to be here. So, you know, we've always had this love-hate relationship with PowerShell, and our customers are the same. Would they love it if they're a Windows shop? But if they're a Linux shop or a Mac shop, they kind of hate it, right? I mean, they're kind of jealous. They actually see what's going on in the Windows world. They see what's easy, what's so easy about PowerCLI, how they can manage their VMware environment using this PowerCLI that's on Windows. And you know what? I've even managed to convert a couple of Linux admins to get a Windows box in their environments just so that they can take advantage of PowerCLI. But, you know, so the love's there from the Windows guys, but the hate's there from the other guys. So what we're doing with PowerCLI on Linux and Mac really opens up the capabilities that we have for people to work with their VMware environment, their products, their features through PowerCLI, and it enables them to use this consistent scripting, easy-to-use language to work with both the Windows and Linux servers, as well as use the desktop that they want to use to work with it.
That sounds great. Do you have a demo?
I do, yeah. So one of the things I wanted to show you is something that's very simple for anybody that's used PowerCLI before. So I'll walk you through it. Essentially what we're doing here is we're connecting to our infrastructure, our vCenter infrastructure, and then we're defining a project for a bunch of virtual machines that we want to deploy. And in this vCenter environment, we've got a data center that's in Palo Alto, and we've got a cluster of VMware hosts, ESX hosts that are in there, and this cluster is called production. And then essentially what I'm doing is I'm using getRandom to get a random number so that we can name our virtual machines. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to import a CSV file, and if we jump over and take a look at that, you can see that we have a number of different virtual machines that we're going to create in here for Project 1. We're going to create a web virtual machine that happens to be running Photon OS, which is VMware's own version of Linux. It's our own distribution of Linux. We're going to be creating a domain controller that's running Windows, and we're going to be creating an app server that's running Core OS in this instance. But, you know, clearly this can be any of the OSs that we support. Oh, so what we're going to do is we're going to import that CSV, and then for each of those virtual machine, for each of those identities that are in there, we're going to add the random number on the end of the name, and then we're actually going to use a template that we've already got set up, which is, you know, security hardened and built to the standards of our OS deployment team. And then we're going to choose a host in that cluster, or any random host, because we don't mind which host it lands on. And then we're going to use our customization specification to say, hey, you know what, once this service is deployed and it's powered on, actually customize it to what we need as well. You know, maybe join the domain, change the host name, change the IP address, that kind of stuff. So, and then it's going to obviously output the information to the screen as to what we're doing. It's going to actually go and create those virtual machines, and then it's going to tag it with the Project 1 so that we can actually go back later on and find all of our virtual machines that are in Project 1, and it's going to start it. It's going to power it on afterwards. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit play on that in Windows, and we're going to just watch that go through. It's going to take its time to go and deploy these virtual machines into our environment. And while it does that, we'll nip over to my Mac, first of all.
By the way, I noticed that that's a pretty amazing amount of work with a pretty small amount of code.
It is, absolutely. I mean, that's the power of PowerCLI, right? What isn't one line is only a couple of lines, and you achieve a heck of a lot. So you can see on the Mac, I've got Visual Code. I've opened the same script. You know, it's actually, this script is actually synchronized between my Mac and my Windows desktop, so exactly the same script. I'll drop that down, and indeed, we've already got the PowerShell running on my Mac, and you know, we can prove that we're not doing any magic here. I can do a uname, and it comes back with Darwin, which is the Mac OS, right? So then we can actually connect to our infrastructure. You know, everything's there, which I love about PowerShell, the tab completion, 10.161.16. too, which was our environment. We'll put our username and password in. And you can see that we can actually use the interactive shell on the Mac in the same way. Oh my goodness. In this case, we are so secure that we were actually not allowed you to connect because we don't have the certificate on this machine. But that's fine. That's something I can easily get around.
Look at that great PowerShell error message.
Look at these. Well, yeah, this is the point, right? It works exactly the same way as you would expect in Windows. So I can actually say, you know what, ignore that message because I really know that this is a secure server here.
That's how
and then
I know
we're
not
connected to our infrastructure. So the great thing about this is that all of the commands that you would see on Windows are now available to you to manage your VMware environment on the Mac as well.
Sweet.
So you can see here that I can do a get VM, and we can start seeing our VMs appear from where we were deploying them, or not as the case may be because they're not at that point yet. But if I do a get VM host, it instantly lists the hosts that I have in my environment. And these are the kind of things that you would expect to see and would work in your normal interactive session in Power CLI. So let's actually run the same script that we were running before on our Mac system as well. And we can do that by the great thing about this is you can do an ls, and then I can do a /deploy/ps1. It will connect to my infrastructure again, and then you'll see exactly the same thing. So, you know, the point here is that it doesn't matter how this script was written, whether it was written in Windows, whether it was written in the Mac. It's just a copy and paste of the exact same code, and we're running it.
Wow, that's fantastic. So basically the same code can run wherever they are, whatever platform
exactly.
They're running on.
That's the great thing about this, right? And even on Linux as well. I mean, the great thing about this is I'm running Linux actually in a Docker container here.
Huh.
So essentially I have a Docker container that's built a Linux box that's installed all of the PowerShell stuff, all the prerequisites, and then copied Power CLI over to my profile. So I've got an instant box that I can run in a matter of seconds that brings up Power CLI.
Oh,
and again,
that's sweet.
Yeah, we can either connect or we can actually go and run that same deploy script, and we can go through and deploy those virtual machines. So if we go back to our Mac, we can see that it's actually still deploying our virtual machines. We can go to our Windows box and see it's still deploying our virtual machines. And actually what we can do is go to our web client and see that we're getting exactly the same response here, that it's deploying those virtual machines slowly. And when it gets to the end, it powers those on and totally customizes those.
Wow, that is a fantastic demonstration. You know, Alan, thanks so much for joining us and showing this great demo.
No problem. It's been my pleasure.